Good morning.
早上好。
Let me start by asking you a question.
我今天开始想问大家一个问题。
Are you a disciple of Jesus?
你是耶稣的门徒吗？
Now you might say, yes, I'm a disciple.
你可能回答说是啊，我是的。
I have a certificate that says I've been baptized.
我可以给你看我的受洗证。
And I think baptism is important.
我相信受洗是很重要的。
But baptism doesn't make you a disciple.
但是仅仅受洗了并不意味着你就是门徒。
You might say, of course I'm a disciple, I'm at church.
你可能会说我当然是门徒，你看我现在都来教会了。
You should go ask the people who aren't at church if they're disciples.
你应该去问那些不来教会的人，他们是不是门徒。
But you can come to church and not be a disciple.
但是你知道吗？你可能是到教会来了，但并不意味着你就一定是门徒。
Maybe you say, yes, I'm a disciple. Let me show you my tax receipt for donations in 2018.
你可能回答说我是一个门徒，我可以给你看我去年的这个对教会奉献的收据。
And I appreciate your generous giving.
我可以说我很感谢你的慷慨奉献。
But that doesn't make you a disciple.
但是你并不因此就是门徒了。
What's it mean to be a disciple?
那作为一个门徒意味着什么呢?
I want to start this morning at a verse that is always very surprising to me when I read it.
那我今天想给大家读一节圣经，我每次读到的时候都觉得很惊诧。
John 6.
是在约翰福音第六章。
It's surprising because of this.
为什么会让我觉得惊讶呢?
Jesus has just done a wonderful miracle.
因为在约翰福音第六章里，耶稣刚刚行了一个非常奇妙的神迹。
He's taken five small loaves of bread and two fish.
他用五个饼和两条小鱼。
And he has fed 5,000 men plus women and children.
就这点东西，然后喂饱了五千个男人，还加上其他的妇女和小孩。
And the people see this and they're excited.
然后这些很多人看到了这个神迹，都很兴奋。
In fact, some of them want to take and make him king.
而且实际上当时就有人就想把他立为王。
They've been looking for a king, someone who could overthrow Rome.
因为他们一直想要有一个人来领导他们，带领他们推翻罗马的统治。
And they think if he can do this, he's the one that could free us from Rome.
所以他们的想法就是，如果他能行这样的神迹，那他肯定能够带领我们，能够摆脱这个罗马的统治。
They're excited.
所以他们很兴奋。
But Jesus begins to tell them what it will cost.To follow him.
可是就在这个时候，耶稣对他们讲起来，要跟随他，要付上什么样的代价。
And when he talks, listen to what happens.
那所以当他讲这些事的时候，你们看发生了什么？
John 6, verse 66.
约翰福音第六章六十六节。
After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him.
从此，他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
There have been thousands of people following him.
之前有成千上百的人一直跟着他。
From the men, the women, the children, most people think there were probably 20,000 people there that day listening to him preach and teach.
男人、女人、小孩，当天发生这个事情的时候，有人估计大概有两万人坐在那里听到他。
They're even called in this verse disciples.
而且在这一节里，甚至把他们称为门徒。
But they think that being a disciple is about getting bread and fish.
可是他们的想法说做门徒就是说可以吃饱，有饼有鱼。
They think that being a disciple brings prosperity and healings and political power.
他们认为做门徒会给你带来富裕，会让你得到医治，甚至有政治上的权利。
They think that being a disciple is about living your best life now.
他们可能想的是做门徒就能让你的人生得到最好的东西。
They are following Jesus so that he will make their life easier.
他们跟随耶稣是为了想要能够得到一个更容易更好的生活。
And he begins to tell them, no, when you follow me, it's going to make your life harder.
但是耶稣跟他们讲的是当你跟随我的时候你的生活会越来越困难。
So many of them leave. It doesn't tell us how many.
所以这一节里讲到多有退去，并没有说有多少。
But it's not just two or three out at the edge of the crowd.
那显然不是只是两三个人而已。
Because so many walk off that Jesus turns to his 12 disciples and says, "Are you going to leave too?"
因为有那么多人的离开，以至于耶稣就转身对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”
Now, I've preached here enough times that I know that sometime while I'm preaching, some of you are going to get up and go to the bathroom or get a drink or something.
那我已经在这里有多次讲到经验，所以我知道在这个讲到过程中，可能有一些人会起身出去上去洗手间呐，或者去喝点水。
Update your Facebook status.
有的时候可能会去在这个脸书上再发点什么。
I'm at church. We're having intermission.
那所以我们这有点好像有点牧间休息一样。
But if enough of you leave, that there's just, you know, 12 of you left, I'm going to start to wonder what's wrong.
那但是如果很多人都走开了，可能大堂里只剩下十几个人，我就会心里觉得这是怎么回事啊？
Jesus says, "Are you going to leave also?"
那耶稣就会对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？
You see, this crowd of thousands of people wanted to follow Jesus if he was going to feed them.
这成千上万的人跟着耶稣，是为了能够让他能够让他。
But they didn't really understand what it means to be a disciple.
可是他们并不真的理解作为门徒意味着什么。
Because being a disciple is not simply about praying a sinner's prayer.
因为做门徒不仅仅是做一个罪人的祷告就可以了。
Taking a new believer's class.
或者是参加一个这个新生命的课。
Being baptized.
或者是受洗。
Being a disciple changes our entire life.
作为一个门徒，是让我们的生命从里到外的整个的改变。
Matthew chapter 4,
马太福音第四章
is where Jesus is calling his disciples.
在这里，耶稣呼召他的门徒。
Verse 17 begins to tell us about his preaching.
在十七节的时候讲到耶稣，开始传道。
And when I read this, the first thing I see about being a disciple is to be Jesus' disciple, I must repent.
从这一节里我看到作为耶稣的门徒当做的第一件事情就是要悔改。
Verse 17, Jesus began to preach.
马太福音第四章第十七节耶稣就传起道来。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
说天国近了你们应当悔改。
Now sometimes we've reduced this word to repent to where it just means to say, well, I'm sorry.
那有的时候我们把这个悔改认为就是说啊，我对不起就好了。
But repenting is more than just a prayer.
那悔改不仅仅只是一个祷告，说我错了就可以。
When Jesus says repent, he's using that word like the Jewish people used it.
当耶稣用这个悔改这个词的时候，是犹太人常用法是有特别的意义。
To repent meant you were headed this direction and you turn around completely and go the other direction.
悔改的意思是说你本来是在往这个方向走，那但是你悔改了就转过身来彻底往相反的方向走。
Your whole life is changed.
你整个的生活都改变了。
Josephus was a historian.
约瑟夫有一个这个历史学家叫约瑟夫。
But before that, he was a commander in the Jewish army.
在他成为历史学家之前，他曾经是这个犹太这个一个军队里的军官。
And he heard that one of his soldiers was involved in a plot to kill him.
他有一次听说，那有他的那个有一个士兵要谋反，想要把他杀了。
And so Josephus confronted this man.
那这个约瑟夫就亲自到这个士兵面前来跟他对峙。
And this is what he said to him.
那他就是这样跟那个士兵说的。
I know what you are planning to do.
我知道你计划要做什么。
I can have you executed.
我可以把你抓起来就地正法。
But then he says this to this soldier.
但是他这样对那个士兵讲。
I will forgive you.
他说我愿意来原谅你。
If you will repent and believe in me.
如果你肯悔改并相信我的话。
I read that story.
我读这个故事的时候。
Josephus isn't saying to him, okay, I want you to say that I'm sorry.
约瑟夫的意思并不是说我想让你跟我道歉说对不起。
I want you to pray and say you're sorry for your sins.
我想让你去祷告说那个我。
I want you to have a religious experience.
感到后悔我有然后有一种这种宗教的体验。
No, Josephus is saying,
约瑟夫的意思到底是什么呢?
I want you to repent.
我想让你悔改。
You were planning to kill me, I want you not to kill me.
你原来计划是要把我杀了，我现在叫你改变计划，不再杀我。
And I want you to believe in me. I want you to show that you are loyal to me.
我希望你相信我，而且对我表示忠心。
And Jesus says the same thing.
那耶稣在这里用的词是一样的意思。
When Mark gives this same sermon, he says it like this.
在马可福音里在提到这个讲到的时候是这么说的。
Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is at hand."
那耶稣说天国近了。
Repent.
你们当悔改。
and believe in the gospel.
相信福音。
Change your way of life.
改变你的人生。
Live in a way that Jesus knows this person is loyal to me.
你的生活能够让耶稣看到说你对他是忠诚的。
You see in John chapter 6, these 20,000 people,
在这个约翰福音第六章里面讲到的这两万人。
If being a disciple meant sitting and listening to Jesus teach, okay, that's all right.
如果做门徒只是说坐在那里听耶稣讲道的话没问题。
And if Jesus provided a good lunch at the end of the sermon, that was even better.
如果讲完道以后还有一顿很好的中午饭那就更好了。
That really does sound like Palm Beach Chinese Chapel.
听上去跟我们教会很像啊。
Sermon and lunch, that's us.
我们来听道然后吃午饭我们就是这样的。
But Jesus says, coming and hearing the sermon and then eating the lunch doesn't make you a disciple.
但是耶稣的意思是说仅仅坐在那里听到然后去吃中午饭并不就让你成为一个门徒了。
There must be repentance, a new way of living.
必须要有悔改就是说你的生命要有转变。
Your whole life gets turned upside down when you become a disciple.
你的生命是一个整个的翻转在你成为门徒以后是有大的改变。
And those people said,No.
可是那些人说不要。
The sermon is fine.
听听道可以。
The lunch is good.
吃饭也没问题。
But I kind of like the way I'm living.
可是我的生活我想我还挺喜欢的我不想
改。I don't want to go a different way.
我不想转变。
I've heard preachers ask this question.
那我听过有一些传道人会这么问。
Are you a believer or are you a disciple?
你是一个信徒呢还是一个门徒呢?
Jesus never asked that.
耶稣从来不这么问。
Because the question to Jesus wouldn't make any sense.
因为对耶稣来说这样问没有任何意义。
Because if you are a believer, Jesus taught, you must be a disciple.
因为对耶稣来说一个信徒就必须是一个门徒如果不是门徒的话连信徒都谈不上。
And if you're not a disciple, you really never believed.
所以不是门徒实际上也就意味着你根本就并不真信。
Because to believe in the Gospels means to live according to what you believe.
因为相信福音实际上意思就意味着说你要按照福音来生活。
Back in the 1940s,
在一九四几年的时候
there was a man by the name of Mickey Cohen.
有一个人叫做 Mickey Cohen.
He was a mobster in Los Angeles.
他是洛杉矶的一个黑帮大佬。
Controlled all kinds of gambling and drinking and prostitution.
然后这个控制着这个黑帮的很多行业。
His hero was Al Capone.
那他的最崇拜的人是 Al Capone 这是一个在芝加哥的一个这个黑帮
And he wanted to be the Al Capone of Los Angeles
所以他想做这个洛杉矶的这个 Al Capone
But in 1957
在1957年的时候
A man took him to a Billy Graham crusade
有人带他去听格里汉的培灵会布道会
He heard Billy Graham preach and he was very touched
那他听到这个格里汉的讲道，他非常受触动。
And he said, "I'm going to become a Christian."
所以他就说，我也要成为一个基督徒。
He came, he prayed a sinner's prayer.
所以他就到台前来，然后也做了这个罪人的祷告。
He met with Billy Graham.
而是也见到了格里汉。
And he said, "I've become a Christian."
然后他跟他说，我成为一个基督徒了。
But a few months later,
可是几个月之后呢
？The man who had brought him to the crusade,
那个带他去啊听布道会的那个人
had been meeting with him, discipling him.
然后一直在跟他有联系，一直在做门徒培训的工作。
But soon, Mickey Cohen was back with his gangster friends.
可是这个 Mickey Cohen 很快就又回到他的这个黑帮，从事他的那些就业。
He was running his mob businesses.
然后又在主持这个赌博呀，这些事情。
And so Bill Jones, the man who was discipling him, sat down with him and said, "What's wrong?"
就是那个在对他做门徒培训那个叫做 Bill Jones 就跟他说你怎么还这样呢
And this is what Mickey Cohen said to him
那 Mickey Cohen 就这样跟他讲
You never told me that if I was going to be a Christian I had to give up my career
你从前没有告诉我作为基督要做基督徒的话我就得把我的这个从前的行当放弃了
There are Christian movie stars
不是有基督徒的演员吗
There are Christian athletes
还有基督徒的运动员
There are Christian businessmen
也有基督徒的商人
What's wrong with being a Christian gangster
那为什么不能做基督徒的黑帮呢
And then he said
后来他就说
If I have to give that up
如果我要放弃这个黑帮团员的生活的话
Count me out.
那我宁可不信。
John 6, many people said to Jesus,
在约翰福音第六章里，很多人这样对耶稣说，
If this is what it's going to cost,
如果做门徒是这样的代价的话，
Count me out.
那我宁可不信。
And today,
那今天呢？
A lot of people are perfectly happy to come to church.
很多人愿意到教会来。
But if being a Christian means to truly change our entire life,
但是如果作为一个基督徒就意味着我们的人生要有彻底的改变的话，
many people say, count me out.
那可能很多人就会说我不要了。
I don't want to do that.
我不愿意这样做。
To be a disciple means I have to repent.
作为一个门徒就意味着我们要悔
改。I have to change my way of life.
我们要改变我们的人生轨迹。
I cannot hold on to my sin.And be a disciple.
我不能一边说自己是门徒，一边又抓着这个罪终之乐不放。
There must be repentance.
我们必须要悔改。
But then move on, back to Matthew chapter 4.
那我们再回到马太福音第四章。
Verse 18, Jesus sees Simon, Peter, and Andrew fishing.
在第十八节，耶稣在加利利海边看到西门彼得还有安德烈在打鱼。
Verse 19, and he said to them.
第十九节，耶稣对他们说
，Follow me.
来跟从我。
And I will make you fishers of men.
我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
To be a disciple means to follow Jesus.
那做门徒就意味着要跟从耶稣。
To obey him, to do what the master says to do.
听他的话，做他让你做的事情。
Because look at verse 20.
因为我们看第二十节。
Immediately, they left their nets and followed him.
他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
This really is not very complicated.
这个看上去很简单。
You're smart people. You can figure this out.
你们都很聪明，肯定一下子就看通。
Here's what it means to be a disciple.
做门徒意味着什么呢？
Jesus says, follow me.
耶稣说，来跟从我。
And immediately they say,
他们立刻就说，
okay, I'll do what you say. That's obedience.
好，我们就按你说的做，这就是顺从。
You see, some people say, I'll follow Jesus.After I've enjoyed my fun.
那有些人说，我等我享受够了以后，我再去跟随耶稣。
I'll follow Jesus after I've earned enough money to retire comfortably.
等我挣够了钱，能够舒舒服服的退休的时候，我再跟从耶稣。
Someone in Taiwan told me.
那曾经有人在台湾跟我这样说。
I'll follow Jesus after my parents die.
说我要等我父母死了以后，我再信耶稣。
Because it will make them angry if I become a Christian.
因为我现在就信的话，他们会很生气的。
But after they have died, then I can become a Christian and it won't cost so much.
但如果他们去世了的话，我就可以信耶稣，然后也不会有这样的困难。
Jesus doesn't say that.
耶稣不是这么讲的。
He says, follow me.
他说的是来跟从我。
And to be a disciple means to obey.
那做门徒的意思就是说要顺服。
Not sometime.
不是有些时候。
But today.
就是今天。
And so again, I ask you, are you a disciple?
所以我再一次的问你，你是基督，你是门徒吗？
Have you repented?
你悔改了吗？
And are you living in obedience to Jesus?
你的生活是顺从耶稣的吗？
I've told you in the Sunday school class.
我曾经在主日学的时候讲到过。
Jews said a disciple was a person who is covered with his master's dust.
用犹太人的话说，这个做门徒就是那些身上布满了这个老师的灰尘的人。
Because as a disciple walked down those dirty, dusty roads behind the teacher's feet stirred up the dust and it covered the disciple.
什么意思呢？就是在门徒跟着老师在这个路上走的时候，那个路上老师的脚带起来的尘土就沾满他的全身。
If we're a disciple, we are following in obedience.
所以如果我们是门徒的话，我们就顺从的跟着老师。
We are close to him.
我们是跟他亲近的。
Jesus says it this way.
耶稣是这么讲的。
If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Not if you love me, you will have nice, warm, fuzzy feelings.
不是说你们若爱我，心里就会暖乎乎的。
If you love me, you will sing nice songs about loving me.
如果你爱我的话，就会唱一些非常美好的歌曲给我。
All of those things makes us feel good.
那些事情是会让我们感觉很好，没错。
But what Jesus says is much more practical.
但是耶稣要的是很实际的。
It's not very exciting.
可能并没有那么让人觉得兴奋。
It doesn't always make us feel good. Sometimes it makes us feel bad.
有的时候甚至会让我们觉得不舒服。
Because he says, if you love me,
耶稣说，你们若爱我，
you will do what I tell you to do. You will keep my commands.
就必遵守我的命令。
Long ago, I had a student who was very frustrating.
从前很早以前，我有过一个学生特别难缠。
Now, for you few parents, I teach your children. I'm not talking about them. This was long ago.
这个那些孩子是我的学生的家长，不用担心，这是很久很久以前的事情。
I had a student at the college who never would do anything I asked him to do.
那个时候我在教大学的时候，这个学生我要求他做的事情一件也不做，从来不做。
I would say, practice this.
我有时候跟他讲要练这个。
And he would come back and he'd say, I didn't like that one, so I practiced this over here.
他回来就说，啊，你让我练的那个我不喜欢，所以我换了一首来练。
And one day I looked at him.
有一次我就看着他。
And I said, why don't you ever do what I say?
我就问他说，你为什么我让你做的事情从来不做呢？
Do you not respect me?
你是对我没有尊重吗？
And he said, oh, I respect you very highly.
他说，没有没有，我很尊重你的。
I just don't like to do what you tell me.
我就是你让我做的事情，我不太喜欢。
You know, he never ever convinced me that he really respected me very highly.
你知道吗？他这么说，我并不真的相信。
Jesus says being a disciple is kind of simple.
那耶稣也是这么讲的，做门徒是很简单。
Do what he tells us to do.
就按照他的命令去做。
If I'm going to be a disciple, I must have repented, change my direction in life.
所以如果我是一个门徒的话，我就应该悔改，然后改变我人生的轨迹。
If I'm going to be a disciple, I must be following him in daily obedience.
那如果我是一个门徒的话，我的每日的生活都要遵循我老师的话去做。
The third thing I want to say may be the hardest for some of us.
那第三个我想说的，可能对我们当中有些人来说是最困难的。
And that is this, as a disciple,
作为门徒，
I must make other disciples.
我要去使别人也当门徒，建造门徒。
Part of being a disciple is making other disciples.
所以做门徒的要求也是要去建造门徒，使别人也当门徒。
I've been reading to you from Matthew.
那我之前一直在讲读马太福音。
But let me read to you from Luke, talking about Matthew.
那我们来看看路加福音里提到马太的时候是怎么说的。
Jesus saw a tax collector and said, "Follow me."
在那个时候，耶稣看到一个这个税吏，就跟他说：“你来跟从我。”
He's calling Matthew.
那个就是马太。
And leaving everything, Matthew rose and followed him.
那这个马太就把一切都丢下，就站起来就跟着他。
That's repentance. It's obedience. He's doing what the master says.
那个就是悔改，那个就是顺服。老师让他就是主让他做的，他就做。
The next verse.
后面一节讲到
Matthew prepared a great feast in his house and brought a company of tax collectors.
马太在自己家里为耶稣大摆宴席，有许多税吏和别人与他们一同坐席。
Here's what's happening.
发生了什么呢？
Matthew becomes a disciple.
马太成了一个门徒。
And he immediately invites other tax collectors to come and meet Jesus.
然后他立刻就去请那些其他的他的税吏朋友来一起来跟随耶稣。
He goes to the people he works with and says, "Let me introduce you to Jesus."
然后，所以他就到那些等于他的同事当中说，我来介绍耶稣给你们。
If you're an engineer, this verse would have read like this.
如果你是一个工程师的话，这一节可能就要变成这样子了。
When an engineer became a disciple, he invited other engineers to meet Jesus.
那当一个工程师成为基督徒的时候，他就会邀请其他的工程师来遇见耶稣。
We see this over and over in the Gospels.
我们在这个福音里一遍又一遍地看到这个事情的发生。
You don't become a disciple.
你不是仅仅成为一个基督徒。
Without telling other people about it.
如果你只是自己做门徒而不告诉别人的话，你
就不是一个真的门徒。To repent means you completely change your way of life.
因为悔改就意味着你的人生被彻底改变。
And when you completely change your way of life, people start to wonder why.
而当你的人生发生了一个彻底的转变的时候，周围的人会奇怪到底发生了什么。
When you meet Jesus and he transforms your life,
当你遇到耶稣，而耶稣彻底改变你的生命的时
候，It's the most amazing thing that has ever happened.
这是一个非常奇妙的事情。
And you want to tell someone.
你想很想要告诉别人，与人分享。
When you experience something so wonderful, it is natural to tell it.
当你经历到一个很奇妙很美好的事情的时候，这是很自然的一个反应，你就会想去告诉
别人。 We see this over and over in the Gospels.
在圣经，在这个福音里，我们看见
John 4, a Samaritan woman meets Jesus.
在约翰福音第四章里，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人遇到了耶稣。
And she goes back home and she says, come see a man who told me everything I ever did.
那他就跑回村子里对那些人说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的都说出来了。
And what happened?
然后就发生什么事情？
Many Samaritans believed in him because of the woman's testimony.
那城里有好些撒玛利亚，因为那妇人做见证，就信了耶稣。
As disciples,
所以作为门徒，
you and I must be making disciples.
你我也要使别人成为门徒。
It's really not optional.
真的不是一个选择。
Jesus' last instructions in Matthew.
耶稣在马太福音最后给我们的命令
To everyone who's going to follow him,
是给那些所有跟随他的人的
Go and make disciples.
去使万民做我的门徒
Now, before you start to say, oh, this is hopeless,
那你当你说完了我可做不到
Let me explain something.
那我来跟你解释一下
Because I've sometimes heard people who seem to think that there's only one way to make disciples.
因为有的时候我听到别人有人说那个意思好像是做使别人做门徒只有 一种办法。
And if you're not doing it the way they do it, you must not really be a good Christian.
而且如果你不能按这种方法做的话，你就不是一个好基督徒。
I have a friend every time he gets on an airplane, someone wants to pray him to pray with them.
I'm sorry.
When he flies, the people sitting next to him always he gives them the gospel.
那我认识一个人，他每次坐飞机，他就想跟旁边的人讲福音。
And that's wonderful.
这当然是很好。
But when I fly, no one ever says to me, would you pray with me? They just say, you're on my space.
那我坐飞机的时候从来没有人想跟我一起祷告，他们都说你占了我的地方了。
We don't all have the same gift, so don't think you have to do it like someone else.
所以我们每个人的恩赐不一样，所以你不要说我，你总想说跟别人一样。
There are some people who are really good at evangelism and giving the gospel to people who have never heard it.
那有些人很会传福音，他们很有这个恩赐，能把这个福音讲给那些
That's how they make disciples.
没有听过福音的人，这是他们让别人做门徒的方法。
There's other people whose gift is teaching.
也有些人他的恩赐在于教导。
And they make disciples by nurturing new believers and guiding them in how to live the Christian life.
那他们使别人成为门徒的方法，就是帮助那些新信主的人，让他们能够在里面成长长大，能够。
There are people who have the gift of encouragement.
也有人他的恩赐是在于鼓励。
To come up along someone who is hurting.
他们会安慰那些受伤的人。
And encourage them and guide them, point them to Jesus.
鼓励他们，带领他们去寻找耶稣。
So we don't all do the same thing.
我们不一定要做同样的事情。
But every one of us must be involved some way in making disciples, in sharing our faith.
但是我们每一个人都要在这个做使别人做门徒上有份，不管是在哪一个方面。
And really, that makes sense.
也确实就是这样的。
Because if Jesus has transformed our life,
因为如果耶稣真的是改变了我们的生命的话
，we ought to want to share it.
我们难道不愿意去跟别人分享吗
？You go to a restaurant that's better than any meal you've ever eaten before in your life.
如果你去到一个这个餐馆吃了一顿特别好的饭，从来没有吃过这么好吃的东西。
And what do you do?
你会做什么呢
？You want to tell someone about it.
你肯定会跟别人讲的。
You want to share it.
你想跟别人分享。
Disciples make disciples.
所以做门徒也意味着要使别人也做门徒。
But let me move on from what it means to be a disciple to ask quickly, what will it cost to be a disciple?
那我们想问，到底什么是做门徒的话，我们来讲说做门徒的代价又是什么呢
？Because being a disciple is going to cost you something.
因为你知道吗？做门徒是要付出代价的。
Yes, it is true. Salvation is a free gift from God.
没错，救恩是无价的，是免费的。
But it's a gift that is going to change everything in your life.
但是这个救恩这个礼物会使你的生命有完全的改变。
And that's going to bring some cost.
而这就意味着一些代价。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Jesus says to his disciples, "Who do you say I am?"
耶稣问他的门徒，你们说我是谁
？Simon Peter says, "You're the Christ. You're the Messiah, the Son of the Living God."
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Right answer.
答对了。
Simon Peter gets 100%, an A-plus on the exam.
这考试得了100分 ,A 加。
But then Jesus begins to continue to talk.
可是耶稣就接着往下说。
And he says, we're going to go to Jerusalem.
他说他必须上耶路撒冷去。
I'm going to be arrested.
然后受害。
I'm going to be killed.
被杀。
And Peter, the one who just gave the right answer,
这个时候刚才刚刚答对问答题的这个彼得怎么说什么
says, Jesus, come here, I need to talk to you for a minute.
劝他说你过来过来我跟你说
Jesus, I know you're the Messiah.
说耶稣我知道你是救主
I know you're the Son of the living God.
你是永生神的儿子
But you've really missed it on this one.
但是这个不行
And you need to quit saying that because you're going to discourage everybody.
你不能再这么说了你这么说让大家很失望的
When you tell people that you're going to Jerusalem to be arrested and killed, they're not going to want to follow you.
如果你跟别人说你去耶路撒冷要受害还要被杀，那别人就不会想跟着你了。
Jesus says to him, "Get behind me."
耶稣说，撒旦，退我后面去吧。
You're a hindrance.
你是绊我脚的。
And then he says something that really hurts.
那而且他后面说的这句话真的是很伤人的。
Peter, I'm not the only one who's going to suffer.
他说那个我不是我仅仅是我 受伤害而已
Verse 24 If anyone will follow me
耶稣对门徒说若有人要跟从我
If anyone will come after me let him deny himself
就当舍己
Take up his cross
背起他的十字架
And follow me
来跟从我
Peter it's not just that I'm going to suffer
耶稣对彼得说受苦的人不仅仅是我
You need to know Peter if you follow meIt's going to hurt. It's going to cost.
彼得，你要知道，你要跟从我的话，也要受苦，也要付代价。
To be a disciple means I must deny myself.
因为做门徒就意味着说要舍己。
To deny myself means to say no to myself.
那所谓舍己，就是说对自己说不。
And for most of us, that's hard.
对我们很多人来说，这是很困难的。
Because we like to take care of ourselves.
因为我们喜欢把自己照顾得好好的。
We want what we want.
我们想要的，我们就想要。
But to be a disciple means I will have to say no to myself.
可是做门徒就意味着我要否认我自己。
Here's what that will look like.
是什么样子的呢？
Someone will misunderstand me and I want to justify myself. I want to defend myself.
有些人可能误会我们，我们很想为自己辩解，为自己维护。
I want to stand up and say I'm right.
我想站起来说我是对的。
Denying myself sometimes means.
可是舍己有的时候就意味着说
No, I won't say those words.
我不要这么说。
I'll leave my defense to God.
我要让神来维护我。
A temptation looks so appealing.
当你受到诱惑的时候，你那么想要去。
I want it.
你很想要做。
Denying myself says I will obey God, not my own desire.
那舍己就意味着说我要遵从神的旨意而不是我自己的愿望
Being a disciple is not a one-time decision
做门徒不是一个一次决定就成了的事情
It is day after day after day saying I choose to do what God calls me to do rather than what I choose
而是在每一天做一个决定说我做神要我做的事情而不是我自己心里想要做的
A disciple must deny himselfThen he says, must take up his cross to follow.
耶稣又说要背起十字架来跟从我。
Now, for most of us, we've kind of lost the meaning of the cross.
我们现在人可能已经失去了对十字架的意义的理解了。
We put them in our churches.
我们教会里也有摆着十字架。
We wear them as jewelry.
有的时候也作为一个首饰戴在身上。
It's a decoration.
成了一个装饰品。
No one in Jesus' day.Would have worn a cross as a decoration.
在耶稣的那个时代，不会有人把十字架戴在身上作为装饰。
Because they knew that a cross was about death.
因为他们清楚的知道十字架意味着是死亡。
A very painful death.
而且是一个非常痛苦的死。
And so Jesus says, if you're going to be my disciple, it will mean death.
那所以耶稣所说的就是说，做我的门徒就意味着要死。
And I think there's two ideas here.
那这个死有两层的含义。
For some disciples, it may mean persecution and physical death.
对有些门徒来说，可能就是这个肉体的死，面临着迫害。
Last week I got an email from a friend from when I was in college.
那上个星期我收到一个就是我在大学的朋友的邮件。
And he told about a friend of his who is a Chinese evangelist.
那他跟我讲到他的一个就是中国的一个朋友，他是一个在中国的传道人。
Almost 2 years ago, he was arrested coming into China from Myanmar. He'd been there to train pastors.
那这个传道人他那个时候在两年以前，他从缅甸回到中国的时候被捕了。他在缅甸是为了培训传道人。
He's been held for almost 2 years.
那他已经被抓起来，关了差不多
快两年了。He understands.
他明白，他理解。
Being a disciple means taking up a cross.
作为一个门徒，要带背起十字架的意义。
But even if it doesn't involve physical persecution,
那即便有的时候并不就是说让你的肉体上受到迫害。
Taking up a cross means dying daily to my desires and my way of thinking.
那背起十字架意味着每天要对自己的这个愿望死，要对自己的这个思想思维方式死。
It means learning to think and act as Jesus calls us to think and act.
就是学习按照耶稣想要我们的生活方式来思考，来行为。
A man by the name of William was a judge in Indiana.
那有一个叫 William 的人，他在印第安纳州是一个法官。
He became a Christian.
他后来成了一个基督徒。
And as a Christian, he began to feel that some of the sentencing laws in Indiana were unjust.
那他成了基督徒以后，他就开始觉得有一些这个印第安纳的法律就是审判的法律是不公的。
And he came to the point where he realized to follow Jesus means I cannot do this injustice.
那到了一个程度，他认为他作为一个基督徒，他不能把这个不公的法律加在别人身上。
Because of his Christian convictions, he was removed from office.
那就是因为他这样的信仰，他被这个从法官的位置上被挪开了。
Now, right here is where I'm supposed to tell you.
那也在这到故事讲到这儿的时候，我是不是下面应该是怎么说呢
？Because he obeyed God.
那当然，这个好的结局是说，因为他顺服了神。
God blessed him.
神特别的祝福他。
And he is now on the Supreme Court.
那他现在是成了最高法院的大法官。
That's the stories we like to tell.
这个是我们都想听到的故事。
But his story isn't so exciting.
可是他的结局没有那么好。
Because he obeyed God.
因为他顺服了神。
He was thrown off the court.
他就被这个从这个职位上退下来。
20 years later, he has a tiny little private practice.
那20年以后，他自己开一个很小的这个私人的律师事务所。
Has gone from a high position.
从一个位居高位的地方。
To working out plea bargains for people who are drunk drivers.
那他这个律师事务所的接的都是一些很小的案子。
Why?
为什么呢
Because he learned that being a disciple means taking up a cross.
他学习到说作为门徒就意味着要背起自己的十字架。
Sometimes being a disciple requires a high price.
有的时候做门徒是要付出很大的代价的。
For some of you in your jobs,
有些人在你的工作中
being a disciple will mean that someone else will get the promotion.
做门徒可能意味着让别人去得到这个提升。
Because you will not make the ethical sacrifices.
因为你不愿意牺牲自己的原则做某些事情。
You will live according to your convictions, and it will cost you a promotion.
你心里有一个准则，但是这个准则是使得你失去了这个提升的机会。
That's what it means to take up a cross.
这也就是我们所说的背起自己的十字架。
And you will think, but wait a minute, that's not fair.
可是你可能会讲说这样多不公平。
I'm a Christian, and so God ought to be blessing me.
难道我们做基督徒的神不祝福我们吗
？And I saw on television, the television evangelist said, "If I obey God, everything's going to be wonderful."
那经常电视上那些牧师不是讲说，如果我们听神的话，我们的生活就不会有任何困难了吗
？That's why Jesus never had a television show.
这也就是为什么这个耶稣从来不在电视上布道。
Because what he said was.
因为耶稣是这么讲的。
Obey me.
跟从我
Follow me.
听我的话
And it'll mean taking up a cross.
就意味着背自己的十字架
And it may hurt.
而这个十字架会带来痛苦
In Nigeria,
在尼日利亚
they have a nickname for a person who is very faithful to his boss.
他这个他们有一个特别的词称呼这个对他们的这个首领非常这个尊重的人。
They call him an Obabaku.
叫这么一个名儿。
Just Obaba. It means.
意思是什么呢
？One who has chosen to die with the Oba, the king, the boss.
就是那个愿意跟他们的酋长一起去死的人。
The king is the Oba.
这个 king 就叫做这个国王就叫做 Oba 这个酋长。
And so the Obabaku is the one who will die with the king.
所以叫 Obabaku 的这个人就是那个愿意跟族长一起去死的人。
To be a disciple this morning means this.
那做今天早上我要说的是，作为门徒就意味着这个。
I've decided.
我已经决定。
I will be an Obabaku.
我要当一个 Obabaku.
I will follow him.
我要跟随他。
I will die with him.
我要跟他一同去死。
But let me finish with some rewards.
那我今天讲到这里，到最后我要讲到一些奖赏。
Because right after Jesus says to his disciples, "If you're going to follow me, take up your cross."
那耶稣在说完你要跟从我，背起自己的十字架的时候，他又说了下面的话。
He goes on to tell us what the reward of being a disciple is.
但是他又告诉他们，作为门徒的奖赏是什么。
Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
Yes, it will cost you to be a disciple.
是，做门徒需要付上代价。
But the rewards are much greater than the cost.
但是这个奖赏要远远的大过你所付上的代价。
One of my favorite parables is a short little story that Jesus tells.
那我最喜欢的一个这个比喻是耶稣讲的一个短故事。
About a man who finds a pearl that is of incredible value.
讲到一个人找到一颗价值连城的珍珠。
And Jesus says he goes back and he sells everything he owns.
然后他就回到家里变卖了他一切所有的。
He sells it all so that he'll have enough money to buy this pearl.
变卖了他一切所有的，然后拿这个钱去买下这颗珍珠来。
I read that parable and I imagine someone saying to that man, "Oh, I feel so sorry for you."
那我当读这个故事的时候，我就会想到，可能有人就会跟他说，哎呀，你怎么这么倒霉，这么惨。
You had to sell all of your junk in your garage.
你那个车库里的存了那么多年的这些东西都卖掉了。
You had to get rid of all that stuff.
那这么多东西全都没有了。
Wasn't that a terrible sacrifice?
这个是不是一个很大的这个牺牲啊？
He would laugh at you.
他肯定会嘲笑你的。
That wasn't a sacrifice.
卖掉那些垃圾不是一个牺牲。
Look at this pearl.
你看看我所买得到的这颗珍珠。
I got rid of all that junk so that I could buy this.
我那些不值钱的东西都卖掉了，为了能够得到这个非常有价值的东西。
And this morning Jesus says to us.
所以今天早晨耶稣对我们这样说。
Yes, it will cost to be a disciple.
做门徒是要付上代价，没错。
You're going to have to follow me.
你要跟从我。
You're going to have to say no to yourself.
你要否。
You're going to have to take up a cross.
你要背十字架。
But look at the rewards.
但是你看一看你要得到的奖赏。
You are swapping the short-term cost in this life for eternal rewards.
你用这个世上短暂的没有价值的东西换取的是永恒的生命。
I taught college piano majors for 25 years.
那我在这个大学里教这个钢琴专业教了25年了。
Usually, not always, but usually after one semester, I could tell you if a student was going to graduate or not.
通常来讲，不是每一次哈，过了一个学期，我就能看得出来这个学生能不能顺利毕业。
And I could tell you if they were going to succeed in music.
我甚至可以告诉你，他们将来在这个音乐方面是不是能够成功。
Because students who were going to succeed in music understood.
因为那些能够将来会成功的学生，他们明白一件事情。
The long-term benefits of short-term sacrifices.
他们理解牺牲眼前的一些事情来得到将来一个长久的奖赏。
Some students couldn't see that.
有一些学生看不到。
Time to practice, and they want to go play basketball.
需要该去练琴的时候，他们想去打篮球。
Time to practice, and they want to go to Starbucks.
练琴该要练琴的时候，他们想去跟朋友喝咖啡。
And I never saw any of those students make a career in music.
这样的学生，我从一个也没有见到说将来在音乐领域上。
The ones who succeeded were the ones who would say,
那个真正有所成就的学生是这样子。
No, I can't play basketball tonight. I'm going to practice.
他说我今天晚上不能去打篮球，我得去弹琴。
Can't go to Starbucks today. I'm memorizing this piece of music.
我不能跟你们去喝咖啡，因为我要把这一段曲子记下来。
They understood I have to make a sacrifice today in order to receive the long-term reward of being an excellent musician.
他们明白我今天需要做出一些牺牲，目的是为了将来能够有一个长远的一个利益，能够一个很好的这个职业生涯。
Jesus says, look at the reward.
耶稣说你们看你们所要得到的奖赏。
What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and he lost his soul?
若有人赚得了全世界却赔上自己的生命又有什么意义？
Why would you give your soul for something temporary?
你为什么愿意拿你自己的这个生命来换这些短暂的不值钱的东西呢？
Yes, being a disciple will cost.
是的，作为门徒我们是要付上代价。
But the rewards are worth the cost.
但是这个奖赏远远胜过你所付出的代价。
The Apostle John, to me, is a good illustration of this.
使徒约翰是对我来说是一个很好的榜样。
He lived to be an old, old man.
那他约翰活了很长时间。
And by AD 90, he had been a disciple for 60 years.
那大概在公元90年的左右的时候，他已经做耶稣的门徒有60多年了。
He's an old man, and they've put him in exile on the island of Patmos.
那他那个时候已经是一个很老的老人，然后他被流放到拔摩海岛上。
Patmos is not one of the Bahama islands.
这个拔摩海岛不是巴哈马的一个岛。
It's not a resort.
不是一个度假胜地。
No one is bringing him drinks and, you know, taking care of him.
没有人伺候他，给他拿来饮料。
It's a prison.
那是一个监狱。
And I wonder if he might sit there feeling a little bit sorry for himself.
有时候会想说他在上那里的时候会不会觉得有点自卑自怜。
Jesus said, follow me.
耶稣说跟从我。
And I followed him.
我跟从了呀。
And look at how it ended up.
但你看我现在什么下场。
I'm an old man sitting on a prison island.
那我老了，孤苦伶仃，然后一个人坐在这个荒岛的，被关在这里。
But Revelation 4.
但是在启示录第四章。
God says to him, John.
神对约翰说。
I know this is cost.
我知道这是你付上的代价。
You've had to deny yourself.
你要舍己。
You feel like it's a pretty heavy cross.
你觉得你的十字架很沉重。
John, I'm going to open the heavens.
但是神让他，神把天打开
了。And I'm going to let you look in and see the reward.
神让他看到天堂的景象，让他看到他所得到的奖赏是什么
样。And he sees the glory of heaven.
所以当他看到天堂的荣耀。
And I am certain that from that point on, John never ever again was even tempted to complain.
那我可以肯定的说，那约翰从那一时刻开始就再也没有抱怨过了。
If you and I could understand the glorious reward of being a disciple，
如果你我能够明白，就是作为门徒所得到的那个荣耀的奖赏的话
，the cross that we carry would feel very light。
那我们所背的十字架就不会沉重了。
I hate to shop at a car dealer。
我很不喜欢去买车。
Number one, I'm a tightwad and I don't want to spend any money.
第一，我首先没多少钱，我不想花钱。
And none of them will give you a car free. If you find one like that, please tell me.
然后对卖车的人从来不会那个免费给你。如果你找到这样的人，你赶快告诉我。
But what I really don't like about it is how they do it.
但是我最不喜欢的是他们那个营销的方式。
Because my first question is, how much will it cost me?
那因为我的最大的第一个问题就是说要花多少钱。
But you walk in. And they say, "Let me show you this car."
当你到卖车的地方的时候，他们就会说，哎，来来来，我带你来看这个。
How much does it cost?
我就问这辆车多少钱。
Don't worry about that. Look at this feature.
你先不着急谈钱，你看它这个车有这样的功能。
Yeah, but how much does it cost?
我知道，但是这个到底要多少钱？
Oh, don't worry. Let me show you the benefits of this car.
没关系，你肯定我们能想办法让你付得起。你看它有什么样的好处。
How much is it going to cost?
到底要多少钱呀？
Look, this car is. It'll even make coffee for you.
这个车还能给你煮咖啡呢。
Jesus never sold a car.
耶稣不是这没有卖过车。
Because he doesn't do it that way.
因为他不是这样做的。
He starts with the cost.
因为他一开始就告诉你代价是什么。
Follow me.
他说跟从我。
Here's what it's going to cost you.
然后你会要付上这样的代价。
Everything.
所有的一切。
If you're going to be a disciple, that's what it's going to cost.
如果你要做门徒，就要付上所有的一切为代价。
What it cost them back then.
从前是这样。
What it's going to cost you and me today.
今天做门徒同样是这样的代价。
Everything.
要付上所有的一切。
Turn our back on our old way of living.
我们要离开我们这个旧有的生活方式。
To take up a cross.
背起十字架。
To die daily.
舍己。
And follow him.
每天跟从耶稣。
And this morning I want to challenge you.
今天早上我要对大家提一个挑战。
To grow as disciples.
要作为一个门徒来成长。
Recognizing the cost.
你要清楚地认识到自己所要付上的代价。
But also knowing that the rewards will be worth it.
但同时也知道你所得到的奖赏是远胜过这代价。
Jesus says to Peter, follow me.
耶稣对彼得说来跟从我。
Peter follows.
彼得就跟从了。
And you can trace a path from that day.
你可以把他的脚步从那一天开始。
To the day when Peter is going to die on a Roman cross. He's going to be crucified.
一直领到他在罗马帝国的手下也被钉了十字架。
That's a pretty high cost.
对他来说是付上了很大的代价。
But the reward is heaven.
但是他得到的奖赏是天国。
And if you could ask Peter today,
如果你今天能够看见彼得问他
Peter, was it worth it?
彼得这样做值得吗
He would say, of course.
他肯定会说当然了。
Jesus says to Andrew,
耶稣对安德烈说
Follow me.
来跟从我。
Andrew ends up dying, being crucified.
安德烈最后也是被钉十字架。
Witnesses said it took 2 days before he died on the cross.
当时的证人说他在十字架上过了两天才去世。
48 hours of agony.
48小时的这个痛苦。
But Andrew would say,
但是安德烈会说什么？他说这是值得的。
Jesus said to Thomas, follow me.
耶稣对多马说来跟从我。
Thomas follows Jesus to India.
多马一直跟从耶稣他到了印度。
He's stabbed to death there.
他在那里被这个矛刺死。
But 2,000 years later,
但是两千年之后,
there are Christians in India who trace their heritage back.Thomas.
印度仍然有一些基督徒能够追溯他们的这个家谱一直到这个多马在印度的时候。
Thomas would say, it's worth the cost.
多马会说这个代价是值得的。
Jesus said to Matthew, follow me.
耶稣对马太说来跟从我。
Matthew followed.
马太就跟从了他。
He dies as a martyr in Ethiopia.
他是在埃塞俄比亚被殉道的。
But the reward is to see God face to face.
但是他得到的奖赏是能够与神面对面。
Matthew would say, was it worth it? Absolutely.
那这个问题马太也会回答说完全值得。
If you could ask the disciples, was it worth what it cost?
你可以问这些门徒这样的代价值得吗
They would say yes.
他们当然会说是。
A few years of suffering for an eternity of joy, of course it's worth it.
只是几年的短暂的痛苦能够换来永生的这个生命毫无疑问是值得的。
And I want to say to you this morning,
那我今天早上也想对大家说
Jesus doesn't promise you be a disciple and life will be easy.
耶稣并没有应许我们在这个世上做门徒是一件容易的事情。
In fact, if I'm honest, I'll say be a disciple and sometimes life will be harder.
那我甚至可以告诉你作为一个门徒你的生活有的时候可能会更困难。
It will cost.
是要付上代价的。
But I want to promise you that if you're a disciple,
但是我想告诉你，如果你是一个真的门徒的话
if you follow him,
如果你真的跟从他
a day will come when you will say,
终会有一天你会这样说
it is absolutely worth it.
这是毫无疑问完全值得的事情。
In fact, I don't even think I can remember very much about the cost.
甚至到一个程度说那些代价你都不已经不记得了根本算不了什么
Because the beauty, the glory of the reward
因为他为你所预备的奖赏的荣耀那个美好
outshines any cost.
完完全全胜过了你所付上的代价。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you that you love us enough to call us to be your disciples.
亲爱的神，我们感谢你，你如此的爱我们，你愿意呼召我们成为你的门徒。
Satan tries to convince us to just kind of be halfway followers.
魔鬼想让我们只成为那个三心二意的跟随者。
To hold on to the things that make us comfortable.
让我们舍不得撇下那些让我们觉得自己能让我们舒服的事情。
To hold on to a few sins.
然后抓住那个最终之乐不放。
To hold on to our selfish attitudes.
舍不得放下我们那个自私的心。
But God, you call us to be disciples.
但是神，你呼召我们成为门徒。
Who follow you completely.
能够全心全意地来跟从你。
I ask this morning that you would speak to each one of us.
我今天早上恳求你对我们每一个人说话。